He holds in that Chofeya Omer Aleph in the middle of the Gemara about the two dots. Omer Apropo, Pi Chazir Kitzara Veros Domi. The mouth of a pig is like a tzoya of the waste that's passing by.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to say Kriyash, maybe Midirayt you can't say. The Gemara Pshita. Avada, the pig's mouth, the Pshita is that it has Shmutz. Our pig is always around the dirt, the Ashpa, so it has in his mouth.
That's Rosh.
Shashi Pshita. The Pi Chazir ain't a B'lai Tzoya. As a pig is always eating shmutz, tzoya, so it's in its mouth. So the moral of Tzricha, the Chiddush is, I forgot the soul is Minhara. Fiddle just came out of the river now, so I took a bath. So even though the pig has no Mitzvah, like it's tzoya on its mouth, the Mitzvah of a pig itself is like tzoya, and it's also to say Kriyishma in front of it.
It's worse than tzoya's clothing.
Right, yeah, pig itself, right. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Sofik tzoya asura. If Sofik in this mokum has tzoya not, it means the waste of an Odom, which is an Issa Midiraita to say Krishma in front of Tzoya, so when a Sofik it's Asi, now let us say Krishma. Vashenke in Sofik Meraglayim, if you only have a Sofik, if there's Meraglayim, if you only have a Sofik, if there's Meraglayim or not, then it's Mutta. Because Meraglayim is only an Issa Midirabonin, we'll soon see. Ika di Amri, Omer Rav Yehuda, like this, and that has been the first Braisa, Sofik Tzoya Babayis Muteris. If you have a sofik, if there's soya in your own house, it's mutter to say Krishma. Why? Because the bayis, the mouth doesn't have soya there. But ashba, mashenkin outside where you keep the junk, then asura. Mashenkin sofik meraglaim, if you have a sofik, if there's meraglaim, afilu bi ashba nami mutarin. Even bi ashba also it's mutter. What's the hezba? Sovalo ki ho derav hamnuna. The yama rav hamnuna. Lo yosra toira le kineged omud bilvat. That by Meraglayim, there's no Issa Midiraita to say Krishma, to say Brachas in front of Meraglayim on the floor. His wife says Meraglayim is not called Sirchen. It's not Fashtunk, it's not a spoiled thing. But the Torah only asks the Midiraita if a Shas is coming out of the Aver, while it's coming out, that has a Shem Erva to it. You're not allowed to say Krishma in front when somebody's making the Meraglayim is coming out. As even if his aver is covered up, that you don't see his aver, but when the water, the Meraglayim is coming out, the shot is coming out, it's called an erva. So in the Sanctuary, Moshe touches it up in the Tshuva, he says, what's the Hezbah? He says, it blinds like a gira richtadomi. It's called man shooting out from your aver, it has a din like an aver is stretched out to the floor. But it's only called man, it's coming out of you, that's also say Krishna Madiraisa. Once it stops coming out of you, when it's on the ground, it's only an Issa Madirabonin. Because it's not really sirchen, it's not really a spoiled thing. Mashenkin, they say, let's say it stays there for a long time among some bathrooms that have just a place of Meraglayim which stays there, mama smells away, that's already sirchen, that could be also Midiraisa to say Kirishma in front of it. Because there it's sirch, it's spoiled. But when Meraglayim comes out of the goof, it's not a spoiled thing, so it's not also Midiraisa, only Midirabonim. So therefore, Midirabonim, Sofik, and the Rabonim will make them. See Rashi? Babayis mutter, Rashi, the ain derech laniyat tzei babayis. If you have a sofik, if this tzoyim is the waste of an odom, you'll have to say krishma, because minastam you don't have tzoyim, so still the bayis becheskas it doesn't have. Mashenke meraglayim go lekula, lo yosra tells it, Rashi, b'meraglayim likrois, helikinegot omar hakiluach levad. Only when it's coming out of the body, that's when it's awesome. What's the raya? So the umara to the Rabbi Yonison. The Rabbi Yonison, Romi. Rabbi Yonison has a kashin of slukim. See, the posik says, the yod tiyeh lecho mechutz la'machna, you should have a place outside the machna, the yod tzasa shoma, and go there chutz. So all it says is, like when you have to go make, don't make in the machna Yisrael, but go outside. But it doesn't say anything about covering it up. Well, see, the next pasuk said, the yod tiyeh lecho, you should have a shovel with you, v'chisisa et tzeyasechon, you're supposed to cover up your tzeyasechon. One post just says go outside and make there, and here it says when you're outside you have to cover it up. Okay, tzad can be gedolim. If you go outside and make gedolim waste, then that's midiraisa. You can't say kriyishma in front of it, so you have to cover it up. Can be ktanim. If you just go to make meraglayim, so if it's outside in the field midiraisa, there's no mitzvah to cover it up because it's not called mis. Trashi, v'yotzos shom mechutz. The first post doesn't say you have to cover it up. The next post says Oksivik Hasisa. You have to cover it up. So it's a stira. The Teretz says by Gedolim you have to cover it up. By Ketana Meraglayim Midiraisa it doesn't have a shame Tzoya Meraglayim. The Mora Almo Ketanim Loyosu Tari Ela Kineged Amu Bavav. Only when it's coming out of the body. for an awful arguable when the Merig line falls on the floor, shari. Then midiraisa, you're even allowed to say Krishma in front of it. For Rabbonin, who do Gosrubu, it's only in Yisum the Rabbonin not to say Krishma in front of Merig line. Melu said, but he goes, will be Rabbonin, Bavadoin. It's only when you know Vadai there's Merig line in front of you. I will be speaking if you have a suffix that there's Merig line or not, like Gosru, Rabbonin weren't Gosru. That's why.
Why should be Machmar?
The one of Machmar, why the Medic Zeri mean?
No, why weren't they Machmar if you're not sure what it is?
That's the cloud, every Sophia Bonnie, go to Kula, it's a cloud will look. So the more you have Vadai, when you know Vadai, there's Meiraglayim, the Atkama, Trashi, Yeshua, Agabi, Kake, Vyoser. So how long is the Meiraglayim on the Karka still called Meiraglayim that it's awesome in the Rabbonim to say Krishna in front of it? Omri Avyudah Mashmul, Kozuman Shemat Fichin. And the Kozuman, if you would touch it, you get your hands wet. That's called Meiraglayim is there. The Chenom Rabba Babachonim Rabbi Yechinen Kozeman Shemat Fichin. That if you touch the ground, your hands will get wet from the urine. That's then it's awesome. The Chenom Ula Kozeman Shemat Fichin. Now Geneva Mishmei the Rav, the name of a person instead of the name of Rav, of the Rav Amar Kozeman Sherishuma Nika. It's even a bigger shear. Even though when you touch it now, it's not wet, but Rishuma its Nika was once wet. Like if you put water on the karka, when it's wet, it has an impression, it looks it's still wet. It's a big chiddush. Even though it's dried up, that you can't get wet from it, but if the rishuma is nikkud, so you could tell it was there, it's also awesome. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Shor Rabbi Mora, Heis Yebusha should be Meichel LeGeneva, to the Geneva. Of course, he said over the name of Rav, we said over Sheker, it's not what Rav holds. So the Mora, Hash, Der Tzoya, Maduch, Bait Tzoya, which is also Midiraisa. Omer Rav Yud Omer Rav. He says Omer name of Rav. Kivin Shekarmu Poneil Mutter. As soon as the waste is a shal, we'll soon see how long does waste have a shame waste. You can't say. So he says as soon as it starts to dry up, Karmu Poneil means the top of the waste gets a little dried. A mutter, you'll have to say Krishma in front of it. Of Zoy Meiraglayim Ivoy. So the Zoy Meiraglayim Shita. If it's in the kark and you touch it, you don't get wet from it. Havatim should be mutter to daven in front of the Meiraglayim. So Drashi Sharale Mori means Yimchol Ribonai. Because Yebisha should be Meichol Geneva. To Vade Sheker Hay Mishmei Derav. Vade Geneva saying Sheker. But Maduch Rav says Tzoya is enough if it's dried up. So if she says Meiraglayim is dried up in the kark, even though it's Rishum Menek, it should be Mutter. Omalei Abaye. My Chaz is a Samchis. Oh, why should he be Samchis? This Limud from Rav. Smeicha Ho from another Limud from Rav. The Yama Rabba Babar Huna. Omar Rav. Tzoya. Afilu kecheres asur. He said, no, cheres, a tzoya, the waste, when it comes out, even if it dries up like a cheres, that's like a dry clay, it's still a sasur. You see, even though it's dried up, still it's asur. So the more of a hechidami kecheres, what's called kecheres that's still asur, and the rabbi of our father, and calls the man sherzoka vena nefreches. That's the shear. Calls the man, you'll take the waste and you'll throw it, and when it lands on the floor, doesn't it crack nefreches, break up into small pieces, then it's awesome. It's even though it's dried up, it has to be very, very dried up to be nefreches. And we could diarm a little bit, even a more chumadik ashitam, calls the man shegoylo v'yena nefreches. Not only if you throw it that it breaks up, no, be goylo, just roll it down. Calls the man by rolling it, it doesn't nefreches, it doesn't fall into small pieces, it's awesome. Even though it's very dried. See, that's a loch of tzoya. Omer bina havikimna kaime the Rav Yehuda midifto chazi tzoya. He saw tzoya. Omali, he told him, Ayin, let's look into it. Ikarmo panei eloi. He's this tzoya in front of them, so it's tam and tzoya, now let us say Krishma. He said, let's look into it, see if it's dried up. If the top is dried up, he's like the first member of Rav, he holds the bimutta then to say Krishma. Not like the second member that has to be so dried up that if you roll it along the floor, it'll fall to pieces. Ika di Amri, some say no hoki yomu. This is the way to sit over. Ayin, let's look into it. I mafliya afluye. Mafliya afluye means if it has just sedokim, if it has like cracks in it. When it starts to dry up, it gets cracks. So that's a shear also that it doesn't have a shame soy anymore. Trashi mafliya afluye, im yesh boi sedokim, sedokim, yuvei shivishari. If it's so dried up that it just has cracks inside it, then it's also mutter. So now we have three sheetahs here. How dried up does soya have to be to make it mutter? Because the more my heavier law, what's the maskona? What's the law of tzoya? Itma, tzoya kicheres. If tzoya is dried up like a kicheres, like a kli, like an earthly kli, ameim roma asura. It's still asura. Oma zutra roma muteres. And oma rova, Hilchasa, what's the locha? Soya kecheres is still asura. Calls the man as kecheres, still it's asur. Well, meiraglayim calls the man shematrichim. Meiraglayim, since it's only midirabon, and there we go, lakula. That's only asur when it went on the ground, calls the man if you touch it, or wet your hands. But if it's not matfich, if it's not wet enough, even though it's there and it's not dried up yet, there it's mutter. Meisrei, but it says soya kecheres asura, poshtim means like the sheet as we had before. That's asur unless either you'll throw it and then it'll break into small pieces, or else Allah has brought down it should be machmir. The maskum of the geshita is it's only mutter just by rolling it, it'll fall into pieces. That's how dried out it has to be. But if by rolling it, it won't fall into pieces. Still, it's asur to say krishma in front of it or within dalad amos of it. Yeah. And this is the chiddush, even though it doesn't give off reyach anymore, as if it gives off reyach pshita. We're talking about now the soya, that is dried up but doesn't give off any smell. Still, it has to shame soya. It's also to say Krishma connected it, calls the man it's not this dried up that if you roll it, it wouldn't fall to pieces. Since it's only with Rabbonim, there will make all, calls the man Shematfichim. Calls the man if you touch it, you'll get wet from it. Meiraglayim calls the man Shematfichim Asurin. Calls the man if you touch it, you'll get wet, and it's also. Nivlo, let's say it's sunk into the ground. Or Yoshu, or else it dried up, Mutarin. Is my love Niflo, Dumyu the Yoshu? That Niflo means sunk into the ground, Dumyu the Yoshu, dried up. Ma Yoshu, then Rishum in Nikr, you can't tell it's there at all. Af Niflo, then Rishum Nikr. That's when it's Mutarin. You can't tell it's in the ground at all. Tadiya ka Rishum in Nikr, Osir. Mashmadah, but if it would be something there, you could tell there was Merak lying there, it still be Osir. Af Agav the Ematzvichin. Even though if you touch it, you won't get wet. So it's a kasher on us. But the more the time of faket, aim a reisha, be medayik from the first part, the reisha. The reisha says, when is it also? Calls the man shematfichin. Only calls the man, if you touch it, he'll make your hands wet. Who the yosir? Ha rishumim nikashari. Mashenkin, if it's only wet, that the if it's only rishumim, you can tell it was there, it's shari. Elamihol lek lamashmim minor. From this bright, we can't bring any raya. There's a raya, the reisha, like we hold aloha, it has to be wet. And the safe with mashma no, he holds man Rishum and Nikos is no right. For the more learned katanoi, kli shenishbuchu mimenu meraglayim. If you have a kli that you have meraglayim inside it, now it's spilled out, is also Nikos Krishma Kinegli. This is called the Ovid Shom Meraglayim. So soon see the bowl that you make into. Or meraglayim asked him, what about the lock of meraglayim itself? Shenishbuchu, that was spilled out. Nivlo mutter. If it's sunk into the ground, it's mutter. Le nivlo also. Rabbi Yosi Yoimeh calls the man Shematvichet. He says, no, the shear is, even though it's, even if it's nicker, but if you touch it, you don't get wet from it, that then it's mutter. But the what's the ratio? My nivlo, my ain't lay nivlo. What does it mean it's sunk in or didn't sink in? The Kama Tanakama. Ilay me nivlo means the Matvichet, means if you touch it, you don't get wet from it. And lay nivlo, the Matvichet, not sunk in, means that you touch it, it gets wet. The Yosef Rabbi Yosef, look at the same shita and Rabbi Yosef. What's Rabbi Yosef saying? The Yosef Rabbi Yosef lememur calls the man shematzvichin. Who the Yosef calls the man? If you touch it, you get wet. That's when it's so called there. For rishumim nikashari, mashenkim is just nikir, but you don't you touch, you don't get wet. It's mutter for the more hanat tanakama. So what's the machlokes Rabbi Yosef and tanakama? They're both saying the same shita. Ela tanakama is not like that. Nivlo, if it's sunken, means the end rishumim nikir. Means you can't tell anymore that it was merak lying there. Lein of law not sunk in means the Rishum Nikr. The Rishum there is still Nikr. The Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Lameima, calls the man Shematzvich, and who the Yosef? And Rabbi Yosef is Mekel and says, no, it's only Yosef. If you touch that ground, your hands will get wet from it. Or Rishum of Nikr, Shari. But if it's, you touch it, you don't get wet. Just the Rishum, you can tell it was there, that's Mutter. So to tomorrow, Loya, I'll tell you the Kuli Yalma holds, calls the man Shematzvich, and who the Yosef? Everybody holds, no. It's only Yosef. If you touch it, you'll get wet from it. But if you don't get wet, even though Rishum Nika Avad with Smuta, or Rishum Nika Shori. So then, what's the Machlaika Sanakamu Rabbi Yosi? Barakul Batsofeyach Amnas Latfiach Ike Benayu. The question, how wet does the end have to get? Tofeyach Amnas Latfiach means you touch it, your hand gets wet. Now, if your hand touches something else, the other thing would also get wet from it. That's the shear of Tofeyach Amnas Latfiach. So Rabbi Yosi holds, you need that much. Zanakam holds, no, Abia gets wet, your hand. Even though it's not wet enough to touch something else, that's awesome. Shrash of Tzera Nat Latvich Ibnayim, Tanakam Boi Am Nas Latvich. But Tanakam holds has to be so wet still that you have to touch your hand and touch something else to make that wet. Rabbi Yossi is machmir, no. Habi it's matzfiach, if you touch it, you'll be wet. That's alone enough tas. And the crew we hold. Right. I mean, we hold these sheets, it's totally into feach, though. It's on the ground and it's dried up. If you touch it, you won't get wet from it, then it's mutter to say Krishma in front of it. Right, the Mishnah said, Yorad Litfoil, Hem Yochol Alas. Then he was a Balkari, and he went out to the table in the morning, and now it came Hanetachama. So he wanted to say Krishma Banetachama. So he says, if he could get out of the mikveh and get dressed before Netachama and then say Krishma, do it. If not, say Krishma in the mikveh. Shat Gemara, Lechur, Lema, Tana, Stomach, Reb Leza. Lechur, Tzaraya, that Stomach, Lechur, Tzaraya, that Reb Leza, that Tana holds, Stomach, Reb Leza. To Yomar, Ad Hanetachama. The other sheet was, how long does man Krishma go in the morning? Only until Netzachama. So that's why this person was makbid to say Krishma by Netzachama. So tomorrow, no. Afilu temi Rabbi Shua. Avad la lofi pasmat Rabbi Shua. He could say Krishma in the morning the first 3 hours of the day. Now why was he so makbid to say Krishma dafka by his man? Netzachama sunrise. V'dilma kevasikin. This person is always knowing kevasikin. Yomar Rabbi Yechinen. Vasikin. These people that are mechavet love to do mitzvahs. They used to say Krishma right before Netzachama, today that they could say Shmonesu at the beginning of Netzachama. That was the meaning of a Sikin. So in the Mishnah is talking about the Balkari that always daven to a Sikin. So Melodish, the sheep there is, if he could say Krishma in the mikveh, if he could get up and get dressed, let him do that. If not, let him say Krishma there in the mikveh. Rashi, Lei Matana Stomach Reb Leza, Vahalocha Kamaisai. It's a Stam Mishnah, we should pass like Reb Leza also then. And more attempts, no. Avada Ikara din we hold like Rabbi Yeshua. That you have 3 hours to say Krishna. You hear what I'm a dumbbell of a sikin, Kamer Masnitsin, Emanei Sacham, Avla Kula Yama Chalashois. There are little kashas here, because the whole Yisrael of a sikin is to say Krishna right before Nate, today to be able to daven after Nate. But this Balkari is in the mikveh, and just says he should say Krishna there. Doesn't say he should daven there also. It'll be a chiddush to say he could daven there. Chura, I'm not the Gaddafan there in the mikveh. So some sheet has been writing here that the din of a sikin is the din of Zman Krishma also. There's a mechil de gadin to say Krishma at that time also, even without davening afterwards. But if you learn though, Indian of a sikin, Iker is to daven Shmonesre right after Nates. So merely you have to say Krishma right before in order to be some agul, let's feel on, but it's not al Zman Krishma, it's al Zman Tfilo, agul the Lakashi here. So then a chiddush maybe did daven Shmonesre in the mikveh. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah only says that he said Krishma there. Right. V'yimla, let's say there's not enough time for him to get rest, so he's allowed to say Krishma in the mikveh itself. V'yimla, v'yitzchase b'mayim v'yikul, let him cover himself in the water, even though he's not dressed, and he can say, what do I care if his body is in the water, but so his head is outside the water. So the water is like one rishus, and your head outside, so your head doesn't see the erva, because your head is like mechusa. But your lave sees the erva. Like your lave and the erva is in the same muck, and they're both in the same water. And the havim minyan was, it's clear water, so you can see through. So it's such an inyan that your lave should not see your erva either. Omer Reb Loza v'tem Rav Acha bar Abba bar Acha mishum Rabbeinu v'mayim akurim shonu. Talking about the water was a little dirty. Dummy. The dummy carries the michta. So since it's a little bit dirty, it blinds as if it's full of ground. So if you put your body into ground, treat it, it's not called liba roya sevri, that's called mechusa.
About a woman going to make the bracha?
They have no din liba roya sevri by Nisha. About to have breast on top, there's no din. It's only by a man that his lave should not see his erva. By Nisha, you don't have that halacha. Nisha, just enough that an erva has to be mechusa. So that's enough. If a body is in the water and the head is on top, that's called mechusa. The head is outside like a different rishus. That would be all right. The only most kasher here is that your leg, your body is in the water also. So your body and the erva is in the same makom, and it's not dirty water they can see through. The Farshim say the Rapsukim that says, gives a lashon riyah, liba roya, Rapsukim with that your leg could also see. So that's why Chazawa Machbasonim the Rabbanon here. Chazawa Machba, that your leg also should not be able to see erva. So if your leg and erva are in the same makom, you shouldn't say Krishma. That's why the same thing, if you're under a blanket, you're not wearing anything, you're under a blanket just. So even though your head is outside the blanket, your head doesn't see the erva, but since your lev and the erva have no hefsek between them, you soon say Krishma. Because you're libo, you're royas erva. The Torah says here, Pirish Ri, you need to parak the morahaki, the pshitas, Mashma libi roya serva osur. Mashma, that's why we paskin. Before we had a machlekis if it's osur or not. See, now here it's a stomach gemara, that's why we paskin. That's why we hold aloha. So Toy says, like Rabbeinu Shmid, Rabbi Apostle Ksanakama, the roya serva muta. He wants to ask, not like that. The maestro was supposed to be machmir, that alay should not see the erva. But if you're wearing underpants, there's no problem then. Underpants make the leif can't see it. It's the only question, we're not wearing anything. Right. Any part of your body, the Torah says, it should not be seen by you, the erva. Who should not see it? Any part of your body should not see the erva either. That's the Havimina. Tana Rabbonim. Mayim Tzulugim. Let's say it's clear water. Yoshir Behen At Savora. You can sit in there until your neck. V'kara. You're allowed to say Krishna. So, Lukura, this sheet the holds, there's no issue if your lave sees the erva. Avi, your head is outside the water. So even though if you look down into the water, Lukura, you can see the erva. But Tana Badal, you're not looking down. You're looking up front. So that's enough of the kisei. Since the water is like one rishus and he had another rishus, it's called the erev is mechusa. The yeshem, the other sheet, also no oichem baragla. It's only mut if you dirty the water, like kick with your feet to make the water a little bit dirty. What's the machlekes? The mar v'tanakama rei liber royes erev. If the water was clear, so your lave can see the erev. And the gemara tanakama is kisav liber royes erev mutte. He holds no, even though your lave can see it, there's no issur. The issur only is if the erva's of your eye, if your eyes see your erva. But here that the erva is in the water and you're outside the water, different is sure it's mutter. For the Marnukasha. For a akvoy roya serva.
Is there a Jack Levine here?
Yeah.
There's a telephone.
For a akvoy ikvoy roya serva. A nukasha now. His heel is seeing the erva. Since the Rashi learned before, the Havamina is now that no part of the body is allowed to see the erva. But in Markasha, your Ekev, your heel is seeing the erva. And the Gemara Kisov is Tanol Zvaito. At Ikvai Royas Erva Mutter. No, your heels are allowed to see the erva. In the same way he holds that your lave can see the erva, or then he holds the Ekev could also see the erva. Now Itma. Ikvai Royas Erva Mutter. We pass the right, even though we hold that your lave should not see the erva, but your Ekev, your heel, that's allowed to see the erva. But Shenkein Nogeya. What's the loch of the ache of your heel is touching the erva? It's touching your gid, touching the erva. Habaya Ramar Oster. So it's to say Krishna of your heels is touching your erva. Rava Rama Mutta. Rava holds this Mutta. And Rav Zvid Masnilo Lahoshmaita, he learned like this. Hochi, Hochi. Rav Chinano Bred Rav Iko Masnilo Hochi. Hey, he learned that way. And now Rav Chinano Bred Rav Iko Masnilo Hochi. The what? Nogeya Divri Hakol Oster. If your Ekev is touching the erva, touching the gid, then everybody it's awesome. Roya, what about the just the Ekev is seeing the erva? What's the locha? Abaye Rama Oser, Rava Rama Mutter. Why? Lenit no Terah Lamalchi Asheris. Terah wasn't given to Malchi Asheris. As Malchi Asheris, they have no erva at all. So Malchi Asheris, like, to them, they could watch themselves never see the erva. But the Nayodim, we that have erva, it's not shy to say, you have to be so machmir that no part of your body can see the erva. So that's a svara, even though you heal, see the erva, that's mut. For the mar, what's the hilkasa? Nageya osar, roya muta. The hilkasa is that if you heal, is touching your gid, touching the erva, it's also to say Krishna then. Mashenka, if it just sees the erva, then it's muta. So the Meister, we hold the Icarus is just that your Liba, your lave, should not see the erva. That's the only Chumrah. So Chapanaf Kumina, let's say you're in the water, and you're in the water only till the waist. It's clear water, but you have your waist up is out of the water. So I'll be Mutter, say Krishma. But since your waist is out of the water, it's called it's in a different Rishus. So the erva is like covered by water, and you're on top, it's Mutter. Your ache of your heel is in the water that could see the erva, we pass and that's Mutter. The only thing you can't see the erva is either with your eyes or else your lave. It's a new thing, my first mistake was Rav Sukkim that says that Liba Roya, your lave sees. Mashen came touching it, that's awesome. So Tayyip says, why is it awesome? Tayyip says, the Hilkasa Nageya Ikvoy awesome. The time of the Gazrina Nageya Ikvoy Shemi Yiga Biyodu. The Gazrina is mad you come to touch it with your hands. And if you touch your erva with your hands, that will bring the hero. You start thinking about things, then you cannot come on to Krishna. So Mikaradin, if your Ekev touches the erva, there should be nothing wrong with it. Just Rabbanan made it, it shouldn't be touching it. Now the Shalom first one, what about the thigh? What about the sides? The side touched the Aver also or not? So some of us say it's alright. Some of us say that if it touches the Beit Sin, that's also alright. But the Iker is the Gid, it shouldn't be touching. But usually it doesn't touch them. And so the Shalom is about wearing underpants, tight underpants, not underpants, but there are swords both ways. Some people say it's better, some say it's not better. Different Shalom. But Mikra didn't know, some are not normal though. That's normal. That's normal. We're saying something not normal to put your heel touching your razor. That's also midirah. Bon, it's zero. Maybe you come to touch it with your hands. Right? Omar Rover. So you have a shoshis muta likras kriyish mekinegdoi. You have soy in front of you, and you have a glass cover. So even though you can see through it, still it's muta say kriyishma. Mashen ken erva. If you have an erva there, even Isha or a man, his erva is uncovered in front of you. Even though it's covered up, you have a glass dividing you and this other man, you see his erva, you can't say Kriyishma in front of him. Why? If it's covered up with glass, even though you can see it, it's mutter. Likras Kriyishma Kenegdoi. Why? Did Soya Vikiso Tal Yimilsa. Terrorist says, go outside and cover it up. A covering means any covering. So even if it's covering with glass, it's called the tzayu is covered up. You let us say Krishna in front of it. This is providing though that there's no reich ra. You don't smell anything bad. We have before tzayu, even though it doesn't smell bad, in front of the tzayu within Dal Dama, should now let us say Krishna. But if it's covered up in a glass thing, it'll be mutter.
Smell about Dal Damas.
What?
Even if Dal Damas.
What?
Tzayu?
Yeah, if it's covered up, even if Dal Damas. Avid is no reich. There's no reich, but doesn't smell. The mamma's right in front of it. Abi is covered up. Torah says the chisitza. That's enough. Mashenkin erva. If you have an erva in front of you, be ashoshes osur. Even though there's a glass thing covering it up, still it's osur. Likras kriyishma kenegdoi. Why? The pasuk says v'lo yiruah b'cha ervas davar. You should not see the erva. Amar rachmana. V'oka mechazi. Since you can see through the glass, that's called you can see it. That's osur.
Is the erva derabanan or deraisa?
And either one. Both. Trashi. Wasn't given to Malachim, they don't have any erva. But Mashenkin, we Akochen Yeshdon, we've been a Yodim, we do have an erva. You tell me there's an Issa. You can't say Krishna when your heel is just seeing your erva, it's come out not shy to do it. So that is in Svara third and answer. Is lutri balas kolema mechitza sechuchis? Either you have a glass covering or a cloth duck, a very thin cloth, masik beintayin he nuris. You can see through it. It's a big chumrin Rashi. Even like you see through it. On the cloth. The cloth usually means a piece of parchment. Rashi saying it's very thin and you can see through it. Even that still also by an erva. So boy, so is it Rashi because he sweet how you milsa the chasin says so your secher says and it's covered up. Mashenkin erva is lo yirov, uch erva is davas, that's mutter. That's the core of the shalom say about stockings. The only more we had before was shayk pe erva is called it, shayk pe ish is called an erva. The shalom really what is called the shayk. Mishavur he's makelin says the shayk is called the thigh until the knees. Till the knees is called an erva. Below the knees is not called an erva. Other mepharshim learn no, it really is called an erva by an isha till the ankle is called an erva. The shout out to wearing stockings though, then some people say you're allowed to say Krishna in front of them. Because stocking is called, it's called you don't see the erva anymore. So the shout exactly is a question about how transparent it is that you don't see the leg. So some people still say it's supposed to wear thick stockings. I mean, no, you don't have to, but if you want to say Krishna in front of them and look at their feet, they should be wearing thick stockings that you can't see it. Now, Shaykh, some of us, some say no, that even a normal stocking doesn't mamish transparent, doesn't have holes there. Doesn't have holes, there's a small stocking. Also, some say that's called it's covered up that you can't see it. You don't see exactly the skin. That's enough to give it a shame that you don't see the thing. Right. Omer Abaye. Soya kol shehu mevat labaroi. Let's say you have a little soya in front of you. And you want to say Krishma, you'll just spit on it. Levata brot, you just put spit on top of it, so push it out kisui. The spit is covering up the soya, so if the kis, it's mutter. Omar rova, uberoik over means thick, or spit, that you don't see the soya. It's talking about a small amount, kolshu. Rashi before, kolshu, rashi mat. Peroik, Roike kolel mechasloi sub roike. If you cover it up with your spit, so that's the halacha. If tzai is covered up, it's mutter say kriyish in front of it, providing there's no smell. Omar Rova, soya beguma. Let's say the soya in a hole in front of you. Meniach sandlo yalev akrei krishna. All you gotta do is put your foot on top of it, so it's cold, covered up now. And let us say krishna. Boyi mar brei de ravina, soya devuke de sandoloi mal. Let's say you put your foot on top of this hole, but the soya is mamash to the top of the hole. And now your foot is touching the soya. Mai, what's the law of the take of vice by sophic. But here it's worse, they said, because the sandal, since you're wearing it, it's like buckled to the goof. So as if your goof is touching the tzoya. And that we had a machlokes before, and we passed the machmir there, that if your hand is touching the tzoya, then you shouldn't say krishma. The other side is no, the shoe is not part of your goof. And the shoe then is covering it up, and your goof now is on top. But now to say cool, if you want to take off your shoe, and leave your shoe on top, then about you can say krishma. Because the shoe is like covering up the tzoya, and now you can say krishma there. Here it's still in Yishara, calls them on you wearing the shoe is like buckled to the goof. So it's obliged like the goof is touching the tzoya now. Omer Rav Yehuda, Akum, Orim, Osamikos, Krishma, Kenegdi. Whether a man or a lady, you have a goy, and saying Krishma in front of them, you can't say. Because the Gemara Mai, Yiri Akim, what's the Chiddush of a Nakam a goy? Hafilo Yisrael, Nami, Cheta, Hafilo Yisrael. The Arab, you know how to say Krishma in front of an Arab.